The Keep. The Keep is one of the most unique and emblematic elements of Belvere Castle. The construction is 33 metres high, has a circular base, and is located at the most northerly point of the fortress. The interior is divided into four circular chambers of 6 metres in diameter, which interconnect via a spiral staircase that leads to the upper terrace. The tower also contains a well, which originally collected rainwater in the event of a prolonged siege. The tower was the final bastion of defence in the event Belvere came under attack, as it provided better protection and was isolated from the rest of the fortress. The tower is accessed from the upper terrace of the castle via a bridge supported by a double-pointed arch, though it is possible that the tower was originally accessed via a drawbridge. In former times, there was also a secondary access via a drawbridge which crossed the moat from the base of the tower and which led directly to the exterior without the danger of having to pass through the remainder of the building in times of siege. This type of tower was traditionally used for ceremonial celebrations in which heads of the castle pledged loyalty and obedience to their king or ruler and swore to defend the castle. All this bestows a stately air to the construction, highlights of which include the vaulted ceilings and windows with stone ledges and seats. The castle's keep, however, is most famous for the existence of what is known as the Oia, or stewing pot. Part reality and part legend, the well, located at the base of the tower, was occasionally used as a dungeon for punishment and has become synonymous with terror and discomfort, especially following the detailed and painful descriptions provided by Jovellanos, who called it a tomb of the living. The remaining rooms reveal the dual reality of the tower, where the vaulted ceilings and ledged windows contrast with the numerous iron hoops which must have been used to chain prisoners, thereby providing a grim reminder of the evolution of the uses to which the tower was put. In addition, the tower preserves an important collection of sketches pertaining to the period of the Spanish War of Succession at the beginning of the 18th century. These sketches provide direct witness to the privations and suffering experienced by prisoners confined to the tower.